name is Oliver Sanger. I am 15 years old, and today is November 27th, 2017. And I am speaking with Alexander Can Sanger III, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. When were you born?
I was born in the year of our Lord, 1972, May 1st.
Got it. Where did you live when you were growing up?
I lived in Dallas, Texas.
Do you remember the specific area of Dallas?
It's called North Dallas.
So in the northern part of Dallas.
That's what I meant by North Dallas. Yes.
Okay. What elementary school did you go to?
I went to an elementary school called Green Hill, which is also a K-12.
So you went to middle school and high school there as well?
That's what I meant by K-12.
Okay. What was elementary school like in the area that you lived in? Was it nice? Was it sketchy?
It was not sketchy. When I started going to school there, it was a relatively... It wasn't a new school, but it didn't have, like, new buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went to a lot of classes in what were converted mobile homes.
Oh, that's cool.
It was kind of cool. But over time... we would, as you moved up in grades, you moved into bigger buildings and stuff like that.
And then they'd get nicer?
They got nicer, and then our high school burned down when I was in eighth grade, so the year before I went to the high school, they had to build a brand new high school.
That's intense.
Yeah.
What do you remember about elementary school emotion-wise? Was it tough? Was it fun? Was it easy? Was it stressful?
It wasn't stressful. I remember it being lots of fun. We had a very close-knit group of kids in our class. I think our class was a really good mix. It had good, fun kids in it and lots of really good friends. And I just remember it being a good time.
Okay. Who were your friends? Like, what was your friend group? Do you remember most of your friends?
Oh, yeah. I remember all my friends from when I was in elementary school.
Did you have a best friend?
yes, although I'm trying to remember who was my best friend in elementary school. Is that like first through fourth grade, would you say?
Anytime. Because did you keep the same best friend all throughout?
No, I had different best friends. I had, when I was in first through fourth grade, I would say a very specific, smaller group of friends. But then when I was in like fifth through eighth, I kind of had different friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
as I changed and our friends, you know, like if I had friends that were on like a soccer team or in cross country or any of the sports I was doing, I was friends with them. And then I had a really good friend who was my best friend through all of high school and then into college as well. And then actually one of my best friends today is still... someone that you know, David Wilson,
mm-hmm.
who I went to school with starting in sixth grade.
That's cool. Speaking of sports, do you remember any sports that you played besides cross country and soccer?
I played a lot of soccer growing up. I really liked soccer. Soccer was a big deal. I played goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then in about sixth grade, I started running. I used to run all the time,
mm-hmm.
Cross country and track. I would run like 30 or 40 miles a week. And then we had cross country races on the weekends. So those were my two big sports. I played baseball a lot too, T-ball and baseball.
Yeah. I feel like that's what a lot of kids growing up
yeah.
play, a
baseball
lot of baseball.
And soccer,
mm-hmm.
that's right.
do you have any like fond stories that you remember in like in elementary school?
Fond, like?
Like funnier stories that you just remember off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. Gosh, it's so hard to just come up with, like, one right off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking. So, some of the stories that I think were interesting was that my uncle had a 1930s era fire engine truck.
Like he owned one?
He owned one.
Wow.
And he fixed it up and it restored it, and we would drive that around for July 4th, he would always run it out to the parades on July 4th, and all the kids loved it. But we would also sometimes just drive it around on the streets with him, and it was open air. There wasn't like you were inside a car. So we would step down on a button, and it would do the siren and everything. It was really cool. That was a lot of fun. And then also one time I went to a summer camp, and I remember getting a letter from my mom and dad saying that we were moving to a new house, and it had a little lake in the front, like a man-made lake. And they said that they were out there building building the house, and the police came one day, and the police put a big tow truck in front of the lake, and they pulled out a Porsche that was in there filled with machine guns.
What?
And apparently, someone had stolen that Porsche and hid it in the water, and then they got arrested for something else many months later. And it turns out that in his plea agreement, he had to tell them all the crimes that he did, and one of them was that he had driven that car into our lake, and so they found that in there. That was cool.
That's like one in a thousand of like even coming close to that, like being involved, like your home being involved in a crime.
Yeah,
that's really crazy.
Cool. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any favorite subjects from elementary school?
Man, my favorite subjects have always been, when I was younger, I liked science a lot, but as I got older, I really liked English classes. I liked reading and stories and that sort of thing. Those were a big deal. Other classes that I liked.
Did you like history?
I thought history was okay. As I got older, history was more interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, history wasn't that relevant to me. I didn't really love it or whatever.
And I mean, did you have a physical education class?
I did. I had a physical education class. We called it PE. I don't know if you call it PE.
Yes, we do.
Oh, fantastic. And so our PE classes were probably a lot like yours. There were a lot of activities like dodgeball, rope climbing, and
we don't have rope climbing, but that sounds fun.
Well, I mean, you know, there would be a rope, and you'd have to see how far you could climb up, that sort of thing.
Were you attached to anything?
No.
And if you fell?
You would die. But that was back in the days before they had safety precautions like that, or helmets whenever you rode a bike, or seatbelts.
Okay. Still doesn't seem safe to me, but
it's just a straight-up rope climb.
I assumed you liked PE.
I loved PE.
I mean, everyone loves PE.
That was the most fun time of the day, because you get to get all your energy out.
Yeah.
And it was always near lunch, I think, too.
Oh, did you have a recess, though?
Yeah, we had a recess.
Okay.
Loved recess.
Everyone loves recess as well.
No, I think I was pretty unique that I was probably the only one who's ever liked recess.
And what did you do during recess? Did you play basketball with friends or something?
I mean, when I was younger, it was playing on the jungle gym and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
As I got older, recess was hanging out with my friends and, getting into trouble probably sometimes.
Do you remember any...
A lot of Foursquare.
Any stories of getting into trouble?
When I was really young, I think I remember one time we were walking to music class and I kicked my shoe and it off my foot, and it went onto the roof of a building, and I remember getting very upset about it because I thought my mom was going to get real mad at me. But it ended up being okay.
Got it. Damn it. Sorry, that was my dog. Speaking of dogs, did you have any pets when you were growing up?
Did. We had lots of pets, always. We had dogs. We had cats, but our cats seemed to die a lot. Yeah, like they would get run over. One of them, I remember, went into the greenhouse that we had and ate poison off of the fertilizer.
Wow.
Didn't realize it. And we woke up the next morning, it was like...
it was frozen still.
And we always
still called
it the cat that got stiff, because it had rigor mortis when we woke up in the morning. But we did have two cats that lived for a little bit longer. There were Peanut Butter and Jelly. I think Jelly died first, but Peanut Butter lived for quite a while. And then we had dogs all the time. We had always at least two dogs growing up. We had a Weimaraner and a Schnauzer and golden...
Labradoodle?
Yellow Lab.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't have Labradoodle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We had Doberman and we had Dachshunds. This was before it was uncool to get purebred dogs. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's politically correct to get mutts and rescue dogs nowadays. But back then, they were always purebreds. And so I loved our Doberman Flo. She was so sweet. She
mm-hmm.
was bouncy. And then I think we may have had fish occasionally. And when we lived near that lake, obviously, we had ducks and stuff like that. They weren't our ducks, but they lived on the pond. Little box turtles and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Do you have any stories about dogs? Like, any funny moments about dogs or something?
Because
I know I've heard you talk about something like that before with
really?
A dog.
About dogs?
Mm-hmm.
I think about that. Well, I remember Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
I got her when I was like 10 years old for my 10th birthday. She was our golden lab. And I just remember my parents waking me up and putting her in my lap. And she had, since she was a puppy, she had very sort of soft stomach, you know, and it was like pink. And I just remember that freaking me out, and I didn't want to touch her other than the stomach because I was afraid of it. I just remember that kind of grossing me out or being weird or something like that. But other than that, I think our dogs were, you know, they were always sweetly sweet dogs. And good.
Mm-hmm. Was that one of your most memorable birthdays when you're growing up?
Yeah, that was definitely a memorable one. I do remember that we had a lot of roller skating birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
I loved roller skating. I'm probably one of the best roller skaters you'll ever meet in your life.
How about in the world?
It's possible. I'd say a top 10. in terms of roller skating, I'm some consider professional. I could.
Did you start doing that in high school or more
no,
in elementary?
My parents used to take us and my sister and my brother and my cousins and to roller skate every Tuesday night when we were growing up with a place called, God, what was it called? Rollerway or Lightning or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Roller skating Tuesdays?
Yeah. And we would go roller skating and I just got so good at it. I'm the best roller skater.
Do you remember the transition from elementary to middle school?
I do. I remember, so in our school, they were all the different grades were sort of connected to each other. And
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the buildings still had sort of connections to each other, open, a lot of open spaces. And so I remember you could see in fourth grade, you could see into the fifth grade, you could see where that was, and you saw those kids, and I just remember wanting to be in the fifth grade so bad. We had this mean teacher in fourth grade named Mrs. Cummings. We used to say, uh-oh, Mrs. Cumming is coming. And she used to be really strict, like if you talked in class, she would give you this doll, a baby doll, and you'd have to carry it around with you all day long. It was called a Chatty Cathy doll.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just remember wanting to be in fifth grade so I wouldn't have to carry around a Chatty Cathy doll if I got in trouble. So when I finally did get into fifth grade, I just remember it being really cool. That's about the time when we were starting to go study with, you know, girls and stuff like that. So we would get our girls' ID bracelets. So
mm-hmm.
like I got an ID bracelet that said Alex on it, but I would give it to my study girlfriend, and she would wear it. And if she broke up with you, she'd have to give you back the ID bracelet.
That sounds very awkward. Just like, here, have my bracelet.
Well, you know.
It sounds like a weird thing. I don't know.
It was weird, but you know, that was just what you did.
Mhm.
What grades were considered elementary and which ones were considered middle school?
Middle school was 5th through 8th.
Okay, because I was kind of confused because in our elementary school it goes
right.
1 through 6.
Right.
And I wasn't sure if you started in 6th grade or 5th grade, so I was like, maybe you're in 4th grade and you wanted to be in 5th grade, but that wasn't quite elementary school.
No, we were 1 through 4, 5 through 8, 9 through 12.
Mm. So kind of like a equal amounts, yeah, like,
always
shifts.
Always 4 years. Yeah. Three is, you know, a trimester sort of, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. That doesn't make sense.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Just start, anyway. Start
that from the record. Do you remember elementary school being easier than, a lot easier than middle school?
Yeah. Middle school is where it got tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to start doing things like homework, much more homework, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, classes, you had to pay attention and take notes and that sort of thing. I wasn't a great student, but I was, like I said, a really good roller skater, so that got me through a lot of stuff.
On those stressful Tuesday nights, you'd go roller skating with your parents.
I roller skate my brains out. You know, I just get out there and I just skate backwards and forwards. You know,
sideways.
I went ever ways. I was
upside down.
I don't know if that's possible. but yeah, fifth through eighth was a big change.
Okay. That was successful. I had fun talking about your childhood, and
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Oliver. I mean, is there anything else I can tell you about my childhood, or specifically around school? Like, maybe the fact that we had Shane Day? You know what Shane, the movie Shane?
No, I don't. What is it about?
It's a Western about a guy named Shane who comes to a town to help some people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little boy who says, Shane, don't go! We, in sixth grade, had Shane Day. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. It makes no sense, but I guess because I'm in Texas, you gotta have a country western themed day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know anything about
that? What is it? What did you do?
I don't remember. You dressed up as Shane, I think.
And what did Shane look like? Did he have, like, brown or blonde hair and stuff? Remember. Did you wear wigs?
No, we didn't wear wigs.
Just clothes?
Just clothes.
And you just
and
pretend that you're him?
Cowboy boots. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't understand why, and I'm not going to ask you because you told me not to.
That's right, I did say that. Yeah, we had weird days like that. We had fudge sales days.
So, like, you'd eat fudge all day?
No,
or
we'd
you'd
make fudge.
Make it and then
we'd
sell
make
it?
Fudge and sell it in order to support certain.
Did you have uniforms?
No. We didn't.
Free dress?
Every day. Although our teachers were like, you have to have your shirt tucked in, which I just hated. I hated tucking my shirt because I have really long legs and a short torso.
I mean, tucking your shirt in isn't as bad as uniforms.
Well,
no offense, Campbell Hall.
I'm just going to say that I purposefully pursued a career where I didn't have to tuck my shirt in just because I was so traumatized by having to tuck my shirt in every day in high school. So, I to this day, is my shirt tucked in?
No.
Yeah, I don't tuck shirts in unless I'm wearing a suit.
Okay.
Okay, so don't ask me to do that.
Tuck your shirt in.
You couldn't, you know, as you got a little bit older, we had, you know, you start to grow facial hair.
We
weren't allowed to have any facial hair in school. We had to shave it off completely. Couldn't chew gum, but we could pretty much wear anything else we wanted to wear.
Chewing gum is kind of like a basic no-no, but why did you have to, like, why did you have to shave your beard and stuff?
They just don't like students to have facial hair of any sort.
Is it inappropriate? Was it considered inappropriate?
I guess so, yeah, it was considered inappropriate.
I don't understand why, but I won't question it either.
Are kids at your school allowed to grow beards?
I mean, there's a kid in the grade above us who has a full beard.
And in 10th grade? He has a full beard.
Yeah.
And he's allowed to have it?
Yeah.
I don't care?
No one cares.
So he could just grow it down to here if he wanted to?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for sharing this good time with me, Alex Kansanger III.
Oliver Kansanger.
The first?
The first, but the at least the fourth, if not more, of in a row of people who have the middle name Can. Eugene Kansanger Sr., Eugene Kansanger Jr., Alexander Kansanger III, and Oliver Kanzinger, the long line of men in the Sanger family who have...
So would I go Oliver Kahn the fourth Sanger? The first?
That actually makes sense to me in a weird way. Yes, it could.
It's kind of like, I don't know. Okay, thank you for letting me interview you on this fine day.
What happens next? Do I get to hear the final product?
If you want to.
I mean, did I mention I'm a great roller skater?
Quite a few times, but yeah, thank you.